It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Do you ever remember a time, Dave, when we had a recall election for a governor in Utah? Ever?
Can we do that?
Can you put your mic
on? Can we do that? Can we do recalls in Utah?
I just don't remember a time. I remember when I lived in Arizona, there was something with the governor there, and I think it was a recall election. It was Governor Evan Meekum. It was many, many years ago when I was in college. But California seems to be professional recallers.
Oh, this is so 100% true. Debbie, did you know that every California governor since 1960 has faced a recall attempt?
Well, today,
every single one.
Today it's California Governor Gavin Newsom's turn. They are holding a recall election today.
Today is the day.
Do you know how much is costing taxpayers? They must like spending money on recall. $215 million.
That's a chunk of money. But guess what? California has a state budget of $266 billion. This is 0.01%.
You're saying this is a rounding error?
I'm saying it barely is a blip on California's radar.
I guess it depends on whose side you're on as to whether you feel that money is worth it or well spent. We don't know when we're going to have the results on that. This has been going on for the better part of a month with mail-in ballots and that sort of thing. But the polls close tonight in California, and then the counting continues. And so maybe in the next day or so, we're going to know if current governor Gavin Newsom gets to stay at the helm of that state.
So every California governor, they try to recall. Only two have made it to the ballot. Now, the last one that made it to the ballot was Governor Gray Davis, and he was recalled. He was fired, essentially. Do you know who won? The governator.
Get to the chopper!
That's right. That's how, if you're wondering, how did Arnold Schwarzenegger become our governor? It was a recall.
Get to the chopper!
Do you know I interviewed him once?
How was it?
It's awesome. Yeah, I interviewed him in the 90s.
I hear he's very charming.
I mean, it was just a basic interview.
No. That's Arnold.
Yeah.
I would have been a little starstruck.
I'm not as enamored with movie stars like you are. I really want to walk through how this recall works in California, because I've read conflicting reports, but more recently, I've heard that it's a long shot that he's going to get recalled.
Yeah.
I read that this morning in the New York Times. I'm reading that now in this article that you printed off of NPR. They have it in parentheses, something like that. If Newsom is recalled, in parentheses, that's a big if. It would likely be conservative talk radio host Larry Elder who will replace the governor. So there's several people on the ballot. So let's talk about how this works, because I don't know how a recall election works, because we just don't have, they're not a dime a dozen here in Utah. My understanding is that you go to the ballot and there's a couple of questions on the ballot. There's two questions. First, the question is, should Newsom be recalled, removed from the governor's office? And then the second question you answer for your voter in California, if Newsom is recalled, which candidate should replace him?
Yes, this is very straightforward. Yes. This is the easiest ballot you've ever seen, because if one, then two. So if 50.1% of the voters choose to recall Gavin Newsom, he's gone. He's fired. He's done. Okay. If it's under that, then he stays governor. That's all that matters. But if he is recalled, if he is fired, then you choose the next governor right there on the same ballot.
Ooh, how many people are on that ballot?
There are 46 people on that ballot.
Stop it.
I kid you not. 46 individuals. If you saw this ballot, it is amazing. You've got 24 Republicans, 9 Democrats, and 12 others, whether it's unaffiliated or Green Party or something else. But
the Dems must not feel like he's going to get recalled if they only put up 9 candidates on that ballot.
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, can 50% of us agree on anything? We can't in this country. I don't know, but it's not crazy, right? It's not 50% is all the Republicans and then a few Democrats, right?
So Larry Elder is a top candidate to replace him. You know, the list of 46, these are just two names that bubble to the top. And then Kevin Paffrath. Now, if he makes it to the governor's mansion, we'll know how to pronounce his last name. But I think it's Paffrath. He's a Democrat. He's 29 years old, and he's a YouTube influencer. What? Did we Google him?
Yeah, 29 years old. He's on the ballot. Now, what's interesting about this is if Newsom is recalled, then of those 46 candidates that are on the list, it is just whoever gets the most votes. They don't have to hit any benchmark. It doesn't have to be, you know, 22% of the vote or, you know, 49% of the vote or 50. It doesn't need to be anything. It's whoever gets the most votes. So, you know, with 46 candidates, you could theoretically win with, you know, 3 or 4% of the vote.
So in California, you've got recall elections that are a dime a dozen. I personally feel that recall elections should be reserved for the most egregious of situations involving a governor or somebody who holds office. But in this case, it's Governor Gavin Newsom. But so when I look at that story and I read these stories out of California, Dave, about this recall, I'm not quite sure that the reason for the recall petition wows me, which is basically they don't like the way he handled the pandemic.
Yes. Well, and for those that were affected, for those businesses that were shut down, the restaurants, the public schools,
farmers,
people that lost their jobs.
Farmers are really upset at him, too.
Extremely, right? Because that was...
Well, they lost milk sales, to be honest with you, when the new schools shut down.
Well, they lost their careers. Right.
I mean, it was pretty impactful. But I...
So
again,
that is...
What's a better way to handle it?
Well, you could have opened up. You could have not closed down.
They did keep businesses closed a long time.
Yes, and they kept schools closed a long time.
But
so for those that have been affected, that looked at the way he responded, I can totally understand why they would want him recalled. Does the majority of, and it has to be the majority, does the majority of California feel the same way?
Because we'll know in the next coming days.
They sent out ballots to every... registered voter. We'll see how many come back. You said, you know, we don't see it very often here in Utah. It's because Utah doesn't have any recall provisions.
Well, maybe we should.
I don't know. It does seem like it's a political move as well. Maybe it is for cause. You could make that argument, but there's no doubt when every single governor since 1960 they've attempted to recall, that is clearly a political move. It's a maneuvering. What makes this unique is you have to get signatures, you've got to go through a legislative process, you've got to have judges involved. There's all sorts of things to actually get it on the ballot. It's only been on the ballot twice, and the last time a governor was on the ballot to be recalled, it was Governor Gray Davis. He was recalled, and that's how we got the governator. That's how we got him.
Get to the chopper!
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.